Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2173, Roy Richardson.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a catering business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.08 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Dodtown Road, approximately 511 feet north of Anderson Corner Road. The 911 address is 21170 Dodtown Road, Harbison. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 9, Parcel 6.02. Staff would note for the record, there's a site plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation, which did not require a TIS, and comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We'd also note there's one letter in support of the application in the record. Thank you.
All right, we thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Evening, Mr. Chairman, Commissioners, staff, and Mr. Robertson. My name is Fred Towns, and I'm with Hudson Jones, Jay Work, and Fisher in the Lewis office. And I'm pleased to be here to present the application.
Mr. Townsend, you're not a frequent visitor here at Planning and Zoning. I'm not sure, and I understand that you're alleged to have been admitted to the Delaware Bar, so I'm sure you have a number.
I do have a number. It's 2925, and
okay.
I have
Mr. Robertson will check that. We'll check the records.
No, actually, I can
make sure your name doesn't in fact appear.
Make sure the number's right.
And
it's a little lower than mine.
I am not pleased to be reminded of my age, but
I'm at your mercy,
so I'll take what I get from this.
You are duly initiated into the Planning and Zoning Commission, and the floor is yours, sir.
Thank you. I will point out that while I'm oftentimes in the presence of Mr. Robertson, usually the roles are reversed. I'm sitting with the governmental entity, and he's presenting on behalf of his clients.
So I've heard.
Thanks again. I am here on behalf of Mr. Richardson, who will follow me to the podium shortly. This is hopefully a pretty brief presentation we have on his behalf. He's an experienced restaurateur in the area. He has operated a couple of local restaurants, one in Lewis and one in Milton, and he is currently associated with a catering firm and restaurant known as Pallet, which I'm sure some of you are familiar with, if not all of you. He's got extensive history in the area and with the restaurant business and the food preparation business. And I point that out because I think it's important that you know that this is not an opportunity to, this application is not designed to get Mr. Richardson's foot in the door for the purpose of expansion of any sort. This is a very limited application. He's seeking to authorize an on-site catering business in a proposed 20 by 24 square foot structure or foot structure to be placed behind an existing home. It is the home is shown there on your screen. The structure itself, although there may be a site plan in the record to the contrary, the structure will be entirely obscured from the road in the area of those arrows. Yes, so it will not be visible from the road. And as you can see, there's a large tract of land directly behind the property, which is wooded, and there'll be no impact on a neighbor who is the owner of that parcel. All the neighbors on either side and another gentleman in the area have expressed their support for this application, so there's no public opposition, fortunately. The structure itself, I'll just briefly mention what's planned. The home was built in 2016. The structure will feature like or compatible trim, roof color, and siding color. If Mr. Richardson wanted to pull a permit to build this structure without proposing to place a catering business inside, a food preparation business inside, then he would not need to advance a conditional use permit. So the structure itself is fine. It'll be built in accordance with regulations for issuance of building permits. The structure, though, is designed to house a kitchen facility that he will use to prepare foods that will be ultimately delivered off-site. Key thing here is that there will be no patron visits to the site No marketing or sales of any sort will be conducted on site. So there will be no increase or impact on traffic. There'll be no, it will not be apparent to the neighbors what's going on within the facility. And the structure itself, again, is hiding the activity that requires the issuance of the permit. Richardson currently, and his name, by the way, is Ray. I think the materials may suggest that it's Roy in one place or another. It is Ray. Mr. Richardson may, in the future, desire to add an employee or two, and that is also a cause for why he may need an approval from the Planning Commission. Once again, the structure itself is built to an appropriate size. It's not overbuilt. It's not designed for any purpose other than the kitchen facility. It's not to house other equipment. It is modest in relation to the home, and it's built for this and nothing else. With that in mind, I would ask for your favorable consideration, and I would ask for Mr. Richardson to join me unless you have questions for me first.
We'll go ahead and let you introduce Mr. Richardson, and then we'll see if anybody has any questions for either one of you.
Very good.
Hi, I'm Ray Richardson. I have been working in restaurants for, 45 years.
Since you were six.
Since I was six, yeah. I'm not a spring chicken anymore. I've done a lot of years in restaurants. I had two restaurants, too many hours. I have the opportunity, I hope I get the opportunity to build a pole building, make it really nice. I have good equipment, low key. I'm not there to break the bank or anything. I just want to make a living and do the right thing. I mean, that's what I do, I cook. I know a lot of people around here. They know me. I don't plan on bringing anybody over and talking to people about the business at my house. I'm going to go to their house so I can see where they want their party to be and what we can do and what their menu would be. And everything's going to be off-premise. I mean, I'm just going to make platters, trays, hot foods with disposables, and deliver it, drop it off, and be on my way after a check, I hope. And if you have any questions, I'll answer anything.
All right, sir. Thank you. We'll see. We'll see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you.
Sure.
And we'll start with Ms. Stevenson.
Just the basic stuff that we ask for everybody coming in for a conditional use. So you said you might want some employees.
Somebody to drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many trucks? Will trucks be delivering things or anything like that?
A van. That's
okay.
It. Just
okay.
A van. Yeah.
And then, so there won't be deliveries at your house. It'll be?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to go to Dover or Wilmington.
Okay.
To the restaurant store.
Do you want a sign?
Do I want a sign?
A sign out front saying,
I'm not
hey.
Going to put a sign out front.
Okay.
No.
Let's see. And you understand that if you put any outdoor lighting, it needs to be down and not shining on anybody else's place.
Not going to do that. I talked to my neighbors, and they're good with this.
That's it. I think you're not going to be cooking outside or anything like that?
No, I'm not cooking outside.
And did you bring us treats so we could try to see if it was working?
He likes to cook, we like to eat.
Yeah. That's all I have, thank you.
I neglected to advise him that that was...
I would have probably advised him not
actually,
to say
it. Actually, yeah, I think the advice might have been to the contrary. Yeah, not a good thing. Nice thought, though.
Yeah, well, you know.
You know, people ask me that all the time.
Well, she was just kidding.
Yeah, I'm done.
No questions, thanks.
All right. Let's see. Any questions? Okay, staff?
No, thank you.
Okay.
No question, thank you. No, thank you.
Counselor?
I'd like to pepper Mr. Towns with all sorts of questions, just to return the favor.
Return the favor.
Yeah, but I don't have any other stuff.
Unfortunately, he didn't make it easy for you.
I
have no questions, although I'm a little disappointed that you're not going to be smoking anything or cooking any pit beef or anything like that.
No, I'm not going to do that.
That's kind of what I do on weekends.
I bet.
All right, then. Thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here that has an interest in your application.
All right.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2173, Ray Richardson? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2173? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Nope.
Okay then, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thanks.